This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. So did you decide?
I did.
And?
I'd rather have the draft pick.
Now, you know, I'm back and forth. Obviously, you know, I do a players show. We have players come out all the time. And this has no reflection whatsoever on the players, because they're going to go out there and give their all, because they're fighting for their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them are worried where they're going to be.
And that's why I want the draft pick, because half of those players won't be here.
Easily.
So you need to rebuild somehow. And the best way to do it is through the draft.
And I would imagine most fans would go with that,
mm-hmm.
because they're thinking next year, you're not making the playoffs. Does it really matter? Was it 6-10 or 5-11?
No.
When it's all said and done?
It's terrible is what it is.
Terrible.
Terrible.
If you're going to be Charles Barkley, be Charles Barkley. Ray Seffo coming up hopefully momentarily to talk a little PFL. That'll be Monday. And, you know, I'm looking at some of these fights, and some of these are going to be a lot of fun. Even more so than normal. And, you know, I was just talking to the players today. You can't give more than 100%. You know, it drives me crazy. I'm going to give 110%. I'm going to give 100%. Well, you can't. There's only 100%. But when you have $1 million on the line, you give 100%.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've never been a fighter. All that kind of stuff. I've never been an athlete on that level. To me, I'd get punched.
Well, you've been an athlete on the city softball circuit, though.
Oh, I am. I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records.
I know. Just throwing little props out there.
So you know, yeah, you can calm down just a little. But not that a fighter is ready to, or he's had enough or whatever. But when you know you have those zeros at the end of a paycheck, do you give the full 100%? Because, again, you can't go more than 100%.
You can't go more than 100%. But you can dig deeper, I think. In the last round, when you know you can't let, like your boy Rocky.
There is no tomorrow.
You just go. You can't hold anything back. We know.
You can't hold anything back. Interesting. Go ahead.
I was going to say, well, you asked me the question, and I was going to ask you a question. So I need to ask you what's going on, and this is strictly selfish, and I guess that's okay because I haven't been here in months. With my fantasy football final, I got a dilemma with quarterback on what exactly I need to do, and I need your help. I know one's my guy, and one just took over the starting reins again. So who would you go with? I'm up by one. Would you go with my boy Philip Rivers, or would you go with Nick Foles?
Who plays who?
Rivers is at Denver. And
defense is awful.
Foles is at Washington.
Defense is awful. Philly needs help.
Yeah, they have to win.
And Minnesota, has to lose.
Minnesota has to lose.
San Diego's in.
Yes. And if they win, and Kansas City loses, they flip spots.
Really? They could jump up?
Yeah. I believe.
To what?
I believe so.
Wow. I go with your boy.
With he got 3.3 points last week. That's why I'm a little skeptical, and Foles got 30.
Who do the Eagles play?
Last week?
Matters. Yeah.
The Eagles played they played Houston.
Oh.
And,
I don't know.
And the Chargers played at home to Baltimore.
I don't know.
Both have good defenses, and one shredded them for 30 points. The guy I'm playing took out his starting quarterback and put in a different guy. He played Lamar Jackson.
All right. What time is the Philadelphia game?
The Philly game is at 4:25.
And what time is the Minnesota game?
4:25.
Okay. So at least they did that.
Right. They're smarter than that. They're doing it World Cup style, which I like.
Well, did they flex one of those two?
What do you mean they flex?
Was one originally a 1 o'clock game that they moved to four? They couldn't have known when they made the schedule out that's what it's going to come down to.
Well,
see what I'm saying? You're giving them credit for being lucky. That's what it is. They were just lucky in making both these games 4 o'clock games.
I think they do it on purpose to schedule them out so the game still means something.
But you wouldn't have known that Philadelphia...
No, that this week when they redo the schedule, when they flex whatever the game is into the Sunday night game.
So I'm saying...
So they move all the games so that they make sense.
Cooper. You know the whole story about Cooper at the Professional Fighters League, 17-5. I'm not even going to butcher Magomedov.
So he's Russian?
Probably. The heavyweight fight. A little excited about that just because of who he's beat. Obviously, not that I'm not happy that Alex lost, but the guy that was such a low seed making it all the way to the finals, definitely cool. Light heavyweight's going to be good. Seidler. Which I think most people pick Seidler to win this from day one in the featherweight. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. And since I don't go out anyway for New Year's Eve, I finally have something that I can do other than watching those damn balls drop and concerts that were filmed 6 weeks ago. And so I'm excited for this. And to know, not that I make one penny of the $1 million each athlete's going to get, knowing that $1 million is on the line, I think it adds to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
I'm excited. I'll tape it.
Why, where are you going to be?
I was just informed by a friend they want to go hit golf balls. So we'll go hit golf balls.
All right, just promise me that it's with a golf club on a golf range.
Yes. He said that he is...
grown up?
Yeah. Yeah, he goes that his...
No, we can't say his name.
His crazy days are in the past, and he's... moved on. He was a teacher for a little bit. Not that that means you have to grow up, but he did. So,
well, good for him.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see if that really comes true or not. How long has he been at his present employment?
Let's see.
I think we can say what it is because we're not saying who it is.
Yeah, you're not saying who it is. So that's.
So he's in the military.
He's in the military. It would be, he's working, finishing up his 9th year.
Wow. So he'll do 11 more?
Oh, yeah. He's already got his next stationing for the next 2 years.
And that would be?
Japan, where he said he was never going again.
I wonder if they'll wait for him.
I think they will.
No, the people that are looking for
him. Oh, yeah, yeah. They still have his picture. He looks different.
So he can't leave the base or anything like that?
He wasn't on the base to begin with.
Interesting. All right, so you're going to go out and hit golf balls and you'll... TiVo, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The PFL. Our buddy Greg Hendrick is involved in that. It's okay.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
It's all good. I like it better when I hear myself.
Because it's yourself?
It's myself.
You like hearing yourself?
I'd rather that than listen to you or Matt. I'm going to fire Matt next week.
Are you?
Yeah, for not being on today.
Oh, can we do it from the shop? Can you fire him in his own place of work?
Again.
Yeah.
Because we've done it before.
Yeah, I know. That was the one thing Eric in Denver talked about for a while. He goes, I can't believe. He goes, Randy fired Matt at his own place of work. He owns the building, and he fired him and made him go back to making pizzas instead of talking on the radio.
Okay, he doesn't own the building.
The establishment inside the building.
He owns the restaurant in the building.
Yeah, in his building. It's his building.
And yes.
He pays for that building.
Yes, he does. And luckily, he's a much better pizza maker than he is... Co-host.
He's grown.
So he's gotten grown. Better. You know, since he's not listening, he's gotten better.
Okay. You can give him his props. It's like the year-end review of...
This is where he's gotten better. And I've said this for a long, long time. He will say 10 of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life and then get one gem.
Okay.
He's now down to 8 stupid things before one gem.
Okay.
What is your favorite McDummy photo?
My favorite one, I believe.
Now, first, tell the story, what McDummy is, so, you know, we always get new listeners.
And I don't remember exactly how it started, but I think when I heard it, all these people had cool nicknames that had Mick in their name, and then that's when you just threw out the McDummy. Is that correct?
I really don't remember. To me, he just fits a McDummy.
My favorite picture is when you fired him. And it wasn't sure if he was going to the UFC event that was in Orlando that coming weekend. And there's a picture of him running across I-4 to try to get into the vehicles going towards Orlando. I think that was the best one.
I don't remember a lot of them, but a lot have been pretty funny.
That one just sticks out because he's running. He's in the...
I think we should get him a McDummy suit.
Oh, he'd wear it.
Oh, no, I know he'd wear it.
At Clearwater Beach, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to pull up Saturday night?
I want to pull up Sunday and make sure that my guys are going to win.
We'll do that.
I've talked too much trash to let this thing lose.
Well, there's nothing you can really do about it at this point.
Oh, yeah, I can tinker with these guys.
All right, let's start and work our way down instead of down, work our ways up. First of all, do you root at all? Because I really don't.
It depends.
Okay. Are you going to root John Jones or Gustafson?
Yes.
Who are you going to root for?
After me blaming the whole nine yards and, you know, John Jones screwed everything up, I just want to put an exclamation point on him and have him knock him out. John Jones wins, and he's the champ again.
Yeah,
see, how awesome is that?
And I was leaning towards that. Everybody that's now dumping on John, and again, it's not his fault if they're going to allow this.
No, they let him do it. Keep doing it.
It's not his fault if they're going to move the entire show just for him. It's not his fault. So, yeah, wouldn't it just be fitting, you know, for him to come back and win this? Now, again, probably his closest fight was the fight in Toronto again.
I don't think that he would, with him being such an ego-based guy, I don't think he would come back if he wasn't ready. Especially to a fight to this magnitude.
Unless it was just to this one-time thing, to money. Let's get some money. I need it.
Yeah. Could pull the Floyd Mayweather as well.
I'm intrigued. I'm more intrigued now than I was before because of this side story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of all that. Then your featherweight, what are you thinking there? I hope it's a good fight. Cyborg Nunes.
I don't think it will be. I think Cyborg ends it quickly because that's what she does.
Does this make her the greatest female fighter of all time? If she's not already?
She is, but she won't be in the public eye because she's not marketable like Ronda is.
No, but I think if she wins this fight, which I think she will, she is. She will be.
So what, it got passed down from Gina Carano to...
Was Gina Carano ever really the greatest of all time?
She was just the face of it.
She was the face because it was early.
Well, it's just like Ronda, it was early.
Right.
I mean, she's a one-trick pony, just like Hoyce Gracie was a one-trick pony back, and everyone evolved. It is mixed martial arts. My favorite is they're a hybrid fighter. Well, thanks, because they kick... They throw punches, and guess what? They grapple, too. So, yes, they do need to know everything.
You intrigued at Carlos Condit against
I was surprised he was still alive.
Condit?
Yeah. I hadn't heard from him in years. When was his last fight?
It wasn't that long ago.
Really?
You have the machine over there. What's it say?
Let's see.
What do you think about Chiesa's lawsuit?
I love it. He's not going to get a dime from it, but...
I think they settle.
Oh, they're going to settle, but he's not going to get it from the court.
Well, yeah.
He'll get it from proper number 12.
Because if he settles, do you think he'll get a sizable amount?
Yeah.
Well, then it's all good for him.
Oh, let's see. Oh, wow. Condit. How about that?
When is it?
This year.
Yeah. I knew it wasn't that long ago.
Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 losses in a row. Sweet. He has not won since May 30th of 2015.
Wow. Would you have known that?
No.
Just because of the name.
Yeah.
You think the name, you think the natural born killer, you think.
Greatest nickname. One of the greatest nicknames ever.
It's not bad. Yeah.
Especially because he was a scary dude.
Yeah. He is a scary dude.
Oh. 4 losses in a row, he's not a scary dude.
Well, he's still a scary dude on the street corner.
Well, yeah.
Corey Anderson, our other guest for today.
Alex Oliveira, Neil Magny, Damian Maia, Robbie Lawler are his 4 losses.
How about Alex Oliveira? Did you hear about that?
Was that the grenade that went off? Yeah, yeah, he said he's fine.
Well, he went to the hospital. He had some surgery.
Well, that's what you get for living in Brazil.
Well,
no internet, but they got grenades.
They do have grenades, so a grenade blast.
Can you only imagine New Year's Eve? if this was just Christmas? Wow.
I wonder if they celebrate New Year's Eve.
So, someone was gifted a grenade and they used it.
In the favela. Chad Mendes?
Money Mendes.
against Alexander Volkanovski.
Good job. Like that.
I study.
Yeah.
Thoughts or no? You're just going to move right on.
You went right over Corey Anderson and Nir Latifi.
Well, I said his name and you blew
you
it
said,
up.
You said Corey Anderson. I was still talking about Carlos Condit and a grenade from Alex Oliveira. I mean, you're talking about a grenade and then you go
look right to your right. Look right to your right.
Oh, yeah, I see one. It's tipped over to the side. Is that okay?
Probably not.
Did you get that from Wes Sims?
Probably not. Why, does he walk around with grenades and lobsters?
I figured he would give you one without the pin and say, here, hold on to this for me.
We need to get Westopher Sims III back on.
Well, that would be good.
Did you see he tweeted a photo of his dad?
No.
I guess he got his dad a Donald Trump hat, and that's all he wanted.
Was a Donald Trump hat.
Was the Make America Great hat.
I did see it. It was Trump 2020. That's right. What it was. Right. All right, so I'll start at the top and work my way down with the pick. Is what you want me to do? All
sure.
Right, so Jones, Cyborg, Chiesa.
A little slower. We have 45 minutes to kill.
We're already on the last one anyway.
There's only 5 fights on this card?
I was going on the main card because that's where we got up to.
Okay.
So Jones, I say finishes him.
Do you really?
Yes.
Wow.
Cyborg, Nunes is so scared she doesn't make it to the cage.
That's not true. That's not true. You think you're Adam Hunter. What makes you think that John Jones will be able to stop Gustafsson now when he couldn't do it before?
Because this has been festering in Gustafsson for so long, he's going to do something and make a mistake.
Yeah. Okay.
Cyborg wins, finishes her. Chiesa, decision.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So I'm just thinking the old Carlos Condit. And I'm not saying I'm picking either one.
The old Carlos Condit hasn't won since 2015.
Well, maybe he can get in a time machine and go back.
And Kiz is also fighting for something, too. He's still ticked. Is this his first fight?
No, he lost his last fight.
Was that against
Pettis?
Was it Pettis?
Yeah. When he didn't make weight and all that?
And Kevin Lee.
Yeah, so they're both. Could this be a loser leave town?
Well, for one, it is.
You think Chiesa's getting a pass?
Yeah.
Because he won the Ultimate Fighter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the lawsuit. They're going to keep him happy. Because it's...
Because he'll lose the lawsuit?
The Ultimate Fighting Connors. That's okay. What it is. It's
okay. Is it a big deal that this is... this isn't. This is obviously a pay-per-view, but the last event was the final Fox.
Mm-hmm.
How big of a deal do you think leaving Fox going to ESPN is? I think it's a big deal.
I think it brings legitimacy to the sport by putting it on ESPN. Fox has a guy jumping over whatever. Wasn't Fox the one who had Chad Ochocinco racing a giraffe? I mean, come on. They'll put anything on Fox.
Hold on. ESPN puts on chess tournaments, darts, poker. I mean, what are you saying?
Not on the regular ESPN. On the regular, that they've rebranded everything with ESPN Plus now having some weird stuff on there. They do the Ocho once a year where they have the obscure sports from the movie.
What will the UFC be on? Will it be on regular ESPN, which is channel 27 on whatever network we're on?
Yes.
So it's none of this.
Well, no, it will also be on the paid one too, on the $4.99 app on your phone.
Well, it's not on my phone.
Well, it's on my phone.
You pay $4.95?
I do.
Wow.
Get to watch soccer. Get to watch Detail with Peyton Manning. Great, great show. He breaks down one quarterback each week in the film room. So he highlights the guys, and this is what he's looking for. And he told the story. I don't know if I told you. It was the rookie was throwing all these interceptions. And he goes, I'm not one to speak. I hold the rookie record for interceptions. And the key to that is starting off strong. He's like, the first games, you need at least 8 in the first 3 games to try to get my record.
He is a funny guy.
Yeah, he was great. He's like, I can't make fun of the guy. I threw more than him.
Yeah, I won't pay to watch that.
So they'll have... Like, the Ultimate Fighter will be on there, I'm guessing.
On the pay?
Yeah.
Luckily, I get the media list, so I get to watch it there.
There you go.
I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, they're going to have... Well, here, let me... They've already had the press release.
Yeah, I didn't see it. And if I saw it, I certainly didn't read it.
Yeah, they were saying that it's going to be all over.
Okay, dead air is not good. If
no,
you're reading
you
something.
It's a 5-year deal.
Right.
I was looking forward. It's loading. Hold on. The Wi-Fi is terrible in the Batcave. Still loading. Really appreciate it.
Oh.
You should bump it up a little bit.
No, I'm not spending any more money with this Mickey Mouse organization.
So it says the deal consists of 30 years.
And let me just clarify. When I say Mickey Mouse organization, I'm talking about the cable company.
Oh, okay.
Because I hate them.
The deal consists of 30 UFC Fight Night events per year, including 10 main cards on ESPN television and networks. The other 20 will stream on ESPN Plus, the company's newly launched streaming service.
I guess I won't see those.
There you go.
Or maybe I can get it on the Stream TV.
Well, you may be able to.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can. Pretty sure I can.
I mean, they've already released a bunch of... when the UFC on ESPN fights are going to be.
But that doesn't mean where it's going to be, because that can be changed.
It could be changed on a week's notice. We've just seen that.
And that's what I'm saying. That it can be changed, but... Well, I guess it could be changed even if it's ESPN. Something comes up, we're not going to have it.
Yeah.
Got postponed, got canceled, whatever.
UFC Fight Night. UFC on ESPN2 is March 30th. Let's see. UFC on ESPN, that's the Phoenix, correct? UFC Fight
Night. When is that, 17th?
The 17th.
Is that a Sunday?
February 17th?
The 14th is a Thursday.
17th is a Sunday.
Kind of messes things up.
Oh, I know why. Because what is the 17th as well? I believe it's the NBA All-Star Game. So this is how they combat the
All-Star ESPN.
Game. ESPN.
All right. It's going to really mess us up because typically we do the media on Wednesday for a Saturday. So for us to broadcast live in Phoenix,
yep,
we're going to have to maybe go and hopefully shuffle something and maybe move Wednesday to Thursday that week. Or then it doesn't make sense to go broadcast live in Phoenix.
Yep. NBA All-Star Game 2019, February 15th through 17th, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, I have no interest in going to Charlotte. So,
neither did the NBA.
That was last year.
Yeah. 2 years ago.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, the plan is that we're going to broadcast live in Phoenix from 8-Man Strong's warehouse.
That's cool.
Yeah. By then, Ryan Bader could be the heavyweight champion.
It'd be pretty sweet.
You know, that's right around the corner.
When is it?
26th.
Oh, wow.
Going to broadcast from that one, too. It's Fedor.
It is Fedor.
Fedor, Ryan Bader.
You still have the...
Who would, the name, just like what we were saying about Carlos Condit. You know, does Fedor's name mean the same thing now as it did 10 years ago? No. But that doesn't mean that people don't get excited when you hear or say the name Fedor, the last emperor.
So February 23rd is another UFC event overseas. It is being known as UFC on ESPN Plus 3. So yeah, all the overseas events that they were doing on Fight Pass are now going to be on this.
ESPN something 3?
ESPN plus 3.
What's plus 3?
ESPN plus, the third of its...
How many stations are on this plus thing?
There's only one, but it's on ESPN plus, the third one.
Oh, the third one on plus.
Yeah. Okay. And that's February 23rd, and the deal starts January.
So Means that there's two before that.
They're not messing around.
Well, one is Brooklyn.
That's on ESPN. That's not on ESPN plus.
So there'll be three on plus by then? Wow.
Yeah.
My mind is blown. I need to hit a break. Coming to you live from the Batcave, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stapson.
Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clear Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clear Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Monster Jam! Heart-pounding action and non-stop excitement. Adrenaline-charged family entertainment. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Camping World Stadium, January 19th. Visit MonsterJam.com today.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy. Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
So I didn't know where I wanted to go to start the last quarter of the show. I was thinking, asking you about your thoughts on people being upset that Monday Night Raw and Tuesday SmackDown were taped and not live.
And you want to know why I hate people.
Well, there was that. Then I heard Welcome to the Jungle come on, and I was thinking walkout songs or entrance songs or something like that. And I bring it up because in Denver, 2 weeks ago, I went to the Broncos-Browns game. And
saw a Pro Bowler.
I did see a Pro Bowl.
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, the guys, I've seen him twice now. I saw him when the Bucks came. And right. The guy's great. They used some songs that we use here in the Tampa Bay area, and it just didn't have the right feel, and it didn't sit with me the right way, because I think that the Lightning go above and beyond with the whole Thunderstruck thing with AC/DC, and then they use it in Denver as well. I was like, am I allowed to be mad? Or is it just their thing and just deal with it? But it wasn't very good, and the way they used it just wasn't the same if you compare when you use the song. So what is your...
Well, you know, it's funny because we all think we live in this world by ourselves. Like that. Yeah. You know, that song. Like, there's so many songs that every team, every league, every organization use. But because you don't go there, so they may think it's their song, and the Lightning took it.
It's, and I'll tell you, so people who haven't been to a Lightning game, and I know you haven't been in a while, but you probably still remember, when they skate around the ice, the kid with the flag.
I hate it.
Why? Because they do it in Montreal? Yeah. The same thing?
Yeah, they took it from Montreal. And that's Montreal's.
And they did it in Colorado as well.
Yeah,
so they had someone.
Start your own traditions. Yeah. You don't need to steal other people's.
So then when the Lightning are coming onto the ice, the music's playing, and then they show the shot down the tunnel of all the players lining up the tunnel, and then here comes the goalie with being Vasilevsky, and he walks out and leads the team into battle. I mean, I think it's great. These are guys jumping out of an airplane in Denver that fly into the stadium, and that's the song that plays.
See, I would be okay if Brian Johnston, I think that's his name, who is the lead singer, or was the lead singer of AC/DC, who used to live in Sarasota, would say, only in Tampa Bay.
They're the only ones that can use it.
They're the only ones that can use it.
That'd be cool.
I remember when I introduced him to Michael Pittman, and the things he said to Pitt were pretty funny.
The Teenage Wasteland with The Who was played before the main card starts, right, for the UFC. Mm-hmm. The Avalanche play it to start the third period. That's what they do. They have the projection on the ice. It has the cassette tape. It says Teenage Wasteland. It goes in to the boombox that's quote-unquote on the ice, and the lights go around and everything, and then the team comes out.
And again, you're saying that it could bother you because you're an MMA fan, a UFC fan, a UFC media person, whatever, and that's where we hear, like, I didn't even know who The Who was.
Which is crazy.
Never knew who it was. And I've seen The Who.
And you've seen every CSI episode they've ever had.
Right.
And they have the song.
I didn't know that was The Who. I didn't care. I didn't know anything about The Who until I went to the press conference at the Super Bowl. I know the song from the UFC and from NCIS. So we're thinking that's UFC blah, 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 when the Avalanche might have had it longer.
Yeah.
We don't know.
And that's actually something Eric said. He goes, it's really cool. That was his, it's really cool. This is what we do. Just start the third period to kind of get everybody hyped up, ready for it.
But I understand what you're saying. There are certain songs, like I don't think anybody should ever use the following songs.
Sweet Caroline. That's a Boston thing. Like I would be mad if any use that song the way that they do. I mean, that's just their thing. And if
I'm sure somebody
and I've been there for it. That's the only reason I say that. I don't know if they do something at Yankee Stadium or even during the national anthem. I know it bothers you, but what were the Orioles the first one who did the O during the national anthem, and now UCF does it with Knight. Like that one.
Right.
Way to be disrespectful.
I agree. I dislike it. But back to what I was originally saying, I don't think any... Well, there's certain songs that, you know, I don't know where you are, but if you ever hear the walkout song of Matt Hughes, you think Matt Hughes.
If you're an MMA fan.
If you're an MMA fan. I don't think any other MMA fighter should ever come out to that.
Yeah.
It should be off limits.
Okay.
And there's only like five or six that should be off limits.
And are you going to say Frank Mir just because you remember the song? I like the song.
So yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I wouldn't know the song. I couldn't tell you who sings it.
I heard a story about Frank Mir from Eric in Denver. He went to take a picture with him. He put his hand on his back and felt his pistol. So he needed to put his hand a little bit higher up so it wasn't on his gun. And he goes, have a good day, Frank. I'm out of here.
That's interesting. Where was that?
I don't remember.
Frank's okay.
Yeah, he said he was a great guy.
You know, I hung out with him a little bit at that grappling thing in Vegas, you know, which was cool. That was really a cool event. The four grappling teams and...
Kind of like the IFL?
Yeah, it was similar, but it was all in one night kind of thing. And as we're watching it, Eric in Denver said, you don't want to mess with this one guy. I don't even remember his name. I'm sure he'll text us here momentarily. Yeah. And that dude was a bad dude, too.
10th Planet guy, I'm guessing?
I'm assuming, but I don't know. I don't know. But it was fun to watch.
So what are some of your other songs?
Anderson Silva's.
Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't No Sunshine. I think Anderson. I don't think anybody should ever use Wonder Boy, because that's Wonder Boy.
Yeah.
Whoever that dude is.
Jack Tenacious Black. D, yeah.
Yeah.
sold out New Year's Eve in Las Vegas.
Did he really? Yeah. Does he do anything else other than that song?
They have a couple albums.
Yeah, I know he did. What was the Broadway show he did?
School of Rock.
School of Rock. Huh? You know, that guy was just on Survivor.
That guy.
The guy who wrote the play.
Oh.
Was on Survivor. Got to the finals.
Oh, really?
Took second.
Good for him.
Couldn't steal the victory, but, you know, like he needed the $1 million. I'm sure there's others that I can't think of. Give me some that, you know.
And just for so long I heard it, Evan Longoria's walk-up song.
No, but
I'm still saying, like, that every time I hear that song, and I don't hear it very often, and I'm curious if he uses it on the West Coast, is it the same thing? Like, it's one of those that kind of follow him around. And I say that because we were in Washington, and another player used that song, and I said something to you. The kid behind me said the same thing. That's Longoria's song, and this is in Washington, that he knows the walkout song.
Like I said before, though, that's the thing. We think it's this person's.
But he said the same thing. He said that's Longoria's song in Washington, wearing a Nationals hat for a Nationals player to come out to, quote-unquote, Evan Longoria.
Where's Bryce Harper going to end up?
Boston.
No way.
Boston.
There's no way.
Boston.
That would be funny, but I would love to see him torture the Tampa Bay Rays.
And the Yankees.
No, I don't even care about the Yankees. I just want him to torture the Rays. But I heard there's a new shooter involved.
Well,
the Chicago
that?
Cubs.
Really?
You imagine him in Chicago? Could be interesting.
The Serve Pro First Responder Bowl, which was Boston College and Boise State, has been canceled due to weather. Boston College was leading 7-0 in the first quarter.
Oh, so that was today?
That was today.
How many bowl games are there?
60?
Now, do I want to... I'll take the opposite side.
Okay.
Whatever you take, I'm going to take the other side.
Oh, I don't want to say 60. Probably 30.
Is there too many?
No.
So these ridiculous bowls...
It gives these kids a chance that they've earned, that they've worked hard, a thank you for a week to come to 71 degrees and sunshine.
How many people were at Raymond James Stadium for USF Marshall? I counted 9.
Okay, and I saw 12. And I wasn't counting the teams.
And that's
but
worthwhile?
But it's USF playing in their home stadium.
Right.
On a Thursday night.
Oh, this is a Rays thing Thursday?
I say anything in between Christmas and New Year's Day, where a majority of people take off work and can travel. It's before the holiday. Is someone going to spend that kind of money to come see their team play less than a week before?
But that's what I'm saying. So is this game worthwhile? No,
you'd have to just put more in between that Christmas Day. Play games on Christmas Day. The NBA plays 5 games. I bet you those ratings are through the roof.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
I watched a little bit of every single game last night.
I couldn't tell you 3 teams that played.
You can name 2 of them, and then you could guess.
Houston
played.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they won.
Who'd they play?
Houston played Oklahoma City.
Okay. Boston.
Boston played.
Oh, because did Philly play?
Philly played Boston.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I can't watch.
Come on. You gotta. The Knicks played.
The Knicks played.
They played like 60 games on Christmas Day.
Who'd the Knicks lose to?
They lost to Milwaukee.
Okay.
Giannis got his, I believe it was his Christmas Day debut.
Is Toronto still the best team in the East?
Toronto's still best in the East.
Philly second?
I don't know about Philly second, but I missed it. The number one team in the West is Denver. The number one team in the East is Toronto. They played on the Sunday I was out there, didn't they?
Really?
Yeah. $7 tickets.
Let's go hit our final break of the afternoon.
Let's do it.
And then when we come back, we will select our winners for next Monday night's PFL event, which will be just be throwing darts on the wall. And that's what we'll do when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Statson.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Player Show. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town? Call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cabbage from the UFC, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Cabbage.
Was it Cabbage?
Cabbage Carrera.
Can we play that liner again? I'll pay attention this time, I promise. I want to hear it.
Hey, this is Cabbage from the UFC, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Hey, this is Cabbage from the UFC, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
That's awesome.
That's him.
That's old school. That was probably at the casino in Connecticut. Wonder if that's when that one was taken. I think he fought Tim Sylvia then. Fantastical. Do you have the card for Monday night?
No, I was looking up Cabbage Carrera. Wesley Carrera Jr.
Yep. Anything else you want me to tell me about Cabbage?
I'm looking it up right now. Trying to look at his UFC record.
What was his total record?
His total record, 21-16. Last fought in 2016. He was, let's see, UFC 47. Lost to Andre Arlovsky. UFC 45, he beat Tank Abbott. UFC 42, Sean Alvarez, he beat him. All while fighting in different organizations as well. I guess that's when the UFC had a fight, you know, two fights a year.
Right.
Wow, he's got some names on here.
Feel free to tell me. Don't just go blank.
I'm looking through. I mean, I said Arlovsky. I said Abbott. He lost to Tank. Tank got his vengeance on him. Bigfoot Silva.
And was Tim in Connecticut?
He did not fight Tim Sylvia. Oh, he did. Yeah, there we go. He lost. It was in Connecticut.
Yeah, that's where I got that liner.
UFC 39. Hadn't gotten that far yet.
Is that not amazing that our first, and we went together to the first one that I ever covered, was UFC, what, 11?
I think it was 12.
All right, 11 or 12. And it's 232 this weekend. To me, that's just mind-boggling. Amazing.
UFC, oh, they went back to Augusta. Okay, there it is.
12?
No, 13. May 30th, 1997, they went back to Augusta. And that's kind of what started everything. The light heavyweight bracket features Tito Ortiz and Guy Metzger.
That's not what we were at.
No, no, that's not. We went to, it would have been 11 then, is what I'm thinking.
That was the tournament, the heavyweight tournament.
Where was it Coleman, right?
Who won? Coleman was the champ.
He fought his training partner or something.
Well, he wrestled his training partner because people didn't want to fight him.
Yeah.
He was a bad dude back then. Truly, he was.
Yeah. The Scott Ferozzi.
Ferozzi.
Is who he was supposed to fight after he went 18 minutes with Tank Abbott. You go 18 minutes with Tank Abbott, you just got to go a minute with him and you win. And he danced around for 17
that was
minutes.
I wonder if we can find the DVD.
September 20th, 1996.
Who else was on the card? Do you have the card there?
Julian Sanchez, Brian Johnston, Tank Abbott, Sam Adkins, Fabio Gurgel. I wonder if there's any relation.
Ew. Against George.
I'm looking. His notable students are Damian Maya and Marcelo Garcia.
Eh?
Who knows?
Good times. Good times for sure. But to think it went from 11 or 12 or whatever it was in Augusta to 232. And really, it's so many more than 232 UFCs.
Well, they had the half.
They had the half. Was and that, now on the fight nights. 37 and a half, I think.
On Fox Sports or?
No, this wasn't Fox. No, 37?
37 and a half. No, it was. There was a special broadcast.
No, I don't think this was on Fox.
UFC 37. There we go. There was a special.
Yeah, this was way before. This 37. They didn't sign with Fox until, what, 5 years ago?
UFC 37 and a half was a last-minute event specifically held to promote the UFC on Fox Sports Net.
Was it really?
The best damn sports show, period.
All right. You know, it was a best damn sports show. Okay.
But it was for Fox.
Yeah, because that's what it was on. And that was the head kick with Babalu, right?
Yeah, right in the teeth. That was a great one. He didn't lose any teeth, though. No, it wasn't. Liddell Belfort.
All I do remember from that, because obviously it wasn't.
Eve Edwards was on the card. Tony Fricklin was on the card. Robbie Lawler, Pete Spratt, Benji Raddich, and Chuck Liddell were your winners.
And a boxer died that night.
Oh,
so,
really?
So everybody always dumps on MMA, on how awful, how this, how that. Yet the boxing event that I went to at MGM, boxer fought and then was walking down the strip and passed out and died.
You know UFC 38, though, right?
I don't remember UFC 231.
UFC 38 was July 13, 2002, Royal Albert Hall, London, England.
Well, I do remember that. I
remember that one.
I don't remember many that were on it. Obviously, Matt Hughes fought Carlos Newton.
Your curtain jerker, as they like to say, the first fight on the preliminary card, Evan Tanner, Chris Hassman. Babalu Elvasinasek was the main event on the preliminary card, which was just the second fight.
And if you remember, Elvasinasek was my co-host all week.
He was.
In London. And then Frank Mir fought Ian Freeman.
He did. Mark Weir, Eugene Jackson. Genki Sudo, Lee Remedios. Philip Miller, James Zykich. And then your main event was Matt Hughes, Carlos Newton.
And I remember the one, go back about three or four that you said.
Genki Sudo?
No, before.
Mark Weir?
Who did he fight?
Eugene Jackson.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
Eugene Jackson and I kind of hung out the whole time, and he said he had a game plan, and as he was walking to the cage, somebody suggested a different game plan.
And he did it.
And he changed it, and it threw him so totally off.
I remember he talked after, and because he ran right in.
Yeah.
And then after the fight, he goes, I don't know what I was thinking. My reach is so long. Why do I rush in? He comes to me. But that's other, you know.
And then the two of them sat on the bus together to the after party.
That was the infamous.
That was the famous after party.
The brawl.
The brawl at Royal Hall. Only this was.
In the alley.
In an alley.
In between the hall and.
It was interesting. I'm glad I got out of there in time. You know, I was able to get back to the hotel and find a sleeping you.
I was sleeping. And then the next morning, you said, do I want to go to the market? And I said, I'm good. I'll sleep.
Was that after that?
Yeah. It was the next day. You wanted to go to Notting Hill.
I went to some flea market or something.
What's his name?
I don't know.
The British actor. Notting Hill. I'll think of it after, I'm sure.
I don't know. I don't remember a whole lot.
You have the Professional Fighter League list pulled up?
Yeah. Did you pull up the UFC list?
We did it. Hugh Grant. That's his name. You're looking for Hugh Grant and Notting Hill.
I'm pretty sure I wasn't.
Pretty sure you were.
Because I couldn't tell you anything about any of those guys.
It doesn't matter.
I don't even know who Hugh Grant is. Who is that?
He's a British actor.
All right. So you're welterweight. 17-5, Cooper. And this is a great story. His dad fought against exactly 22-5.
English, please.
Who do you take him?
What was the... you said the welterweight?
Yeah. It's Cooper. And however you pronounce that.
Magomedkurumov.
I'm going Cooper.
I'm going with the Russian.
Of course you are. You're heavyweight. Copeland versus Linz.
Is this an order? Is this your fight card?
No, I couldn't tell you. I don't even know. Don't even care. Just pick one.
Well, let's see. The guy on the right has a epic-looking beard and a stare down. Going with Copeland.
All right, and I'm going to go with Linz only because he looks like a Highlander who has a gym in Tampa and hangs out at the press box. So I'll go with Linz.
He kind of does, yeah.
Go ahead.
Meg Hollis.
Yeah, I will too. Against O'Connell. Schultz. Versus your boy. I used to have his record. It was on the back of a honeycomb box called Penalty Box. All right, so Schultz versus Magomedov.
I'm going with the Russian.
Yeah, I will too. Palmer versus Seiler. It's a brand new duo. They're going to hit the country circuit.
I'm going Palmer.
Yeah, I think you've got zero chance.
What?
I'm going with Seiler.
He's lost 17 times.
Yeah, and your dude's lost 3.
Okay.
All right, now double the 3. That's 6. Add 11. That's 17. And that's how many Seiler has.
Okay.
I'll take Seiler. Go ahead.
Is this the same guy fighting in the middleweight as well?
Yep. He's bouncing all over the place.
I'm taking Taylor.
I am too. Just because I didn't want to pronounce his name.
I took everybody on the blue corner, the red corner, other than Magalas.
You find that funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sticking with the trend, which means they're all going to lose.
They're all going to lose. Cooper's going to win. There's no doubt Cooper's winning.
Cooper.
That's the first one we did.
And you said Seiler was going to win.
And Seiler's going to win.
What's his first name?
And Linz is going to win.
Okay.
Ray. Don't look at me like that.
Steven Seiler? Is that him?
You asked me about Cooper. But yeah, Steven Seiler.
No, you said Seiler was going to win. And what's his first name?
I thought you went with Cooper. Seiler fought in the UFC.
Yeah, 18 losses ago. So he's from, was it Orem, Utah? So that's Jeremy Horn, which is, we fight anywhere.
Anytime. Any place. Jeremy Horn.
He's got a nice little mix of losses, though. 5 knockout, 5 submission, and 7 by decision.
All right. He tries to keep it consistent.
He'll lose anyway.
So you're going with Palmer.
I am.
All right. So you're going Palmer, the Russian,
what's
the Brazilian, Big Chin.
What's Palmer's first name? I'm just curious. Tell me about
Jesse.
Jesse Palmer. Definitely go with him.
The Canadian.
Hey, don't hate on him. But hold on, this is serious right here.
All right, we only got like another minute and a half. So anything you want to say in closing? We're closing out 2018.
We are, aren't we? I'm taking Palmer. That's what I'm.
Yeah, Jesse. The Bachelor.
It's a baking championship.
It's the Bachelor. He just did the Disney parade. Is there anything this guy won't do? Him and Peyton Manning.
No, that's true. It's going to be somebody else.
So some good stuff coming up this weekend. A lot of football, bowl games coming up. You have the big fight on Saturday, PFL on Monday. Yeah. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in. I want to thank all of the Randy regime. We're looking to do some bigger and better things in 2019. I cannot believe 2018 is over.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Big props to 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone for sticking by us, supporting us, allowing us to continue on the Tantalk Radio Network. And like I said, big things in the future. Hit me up, as always, on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
Sean Care Radio.
Everybody have a happy new year.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.